morning, Lake Norman. This is Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam, and we are about town today. And boy, do we have a great show. Actually, we have a return visitor. He did such a good job the first time. You know, some of those you just have to have a retake. And tell folks who one of my favorites is, particularly in the Cornelius Police Department, but truly, Officer George Brinzey is way up there on my list. He does such a good job for the town of Cornelius and the Cornelius Police Department. We're just glad to have him around. And he is the man in the know as it relates to our Cornelius Police Department, Lake Norman Lake Patrol. And this is a service that the town of Cornelius has been providing for, I don't know what, George, 3 or 4 years? Now, something like that?
No, 2015 is when we actually took the contract and went full steam ahead with it.
So. That's awesome. That's awesome. Longer than I thought.
Pushing 10 years. It's going to be a decade of it.
Yeah, so welcome, George. Really glad to have you back today. Appreciate
you having me back. Yep.
The crowd loves you.
Right here before the boating season kicks off. So
I know. Our timing is actually perfect to have a conversation about lake safety. One of the big drivers in our community, and we have several now, in our police department, there's no bigger driver and spokesperson for lake safety than Officer Brinzey. And, you know, that's serious business, isn't it, George?
It is, but it's so fun, right? It's fun and serious all at the same time, which is kind of a double-edged sword, and we've seen some things happen and over the years, and you know, we want to make some positive change. We want to make some change. And you know, I guess we could say we want to make waves of change, no pun intended, but, you know,
the crowd loved it.
Yeah. I figured that would go over well. No, I mean, it's fun. It's exciting. It's great for family and friends to go out and enjoy, but all in the same case, it's dangerous and it takes a lot of responsibility.
You know, an astounding thing that you've said and others have said that are so passionate about our lake safety is all drownings are preventable. Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, certainly statistically, you're far less likely to drown if you have any type of flotation, whether it's a pool noodle or an actual Coast Guard approved life jacket. And that's just the stats, you know. I mean, historically here, about 9 out of 10 people that drown don't have flotation. And, you know, it's a simple fix. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like seatbelts back in the 80s. You know, I was a product of the Ford Fairlane station wagon bouncing around in the back seat, you know, no seatbelt, and was just fortunate enough not to get into a bad crash and you know, suffer the consequences. So, you know, I think that, you know, everybody out on the water ought to have flotation, if not on them, extremely close. And again, we're here talking about what will actually save your life. If you don't have it on and disaster strikes, something happens, you'll never have time to put it on. So
yeah, isn't that
that's
amazing?
Kind of the message there.
Well, yeah. You know, some of us are better swimmers than others. I could probably save myself, but, at the same time, when you get in distress like that, you don't think like you normally would. So that close-by life jacket makes sense.
And with that said, the national statistic that comes through the Coast Guard, 2 out of 3 drownings are of good swimmers.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's incredible.
Well, it strengthens the case.
It is. That's pretty compelling when you think about it that way. And you know, I don't consider myself a good swimmer, so I better keep it close by. So
we just need to find a really solid fashion designer that can design some really nice life jackets for everybody, right?
Yeah, and make it the new fashion statement here in Cornelius at Lake Norman. I bet we can figure that out. That might be a good
good project,
good marketing technique. And I bet somebody that's smart enough can make some money off of that.
Absolutely,
too. Guarantee
absolutely.
You. So Jim Vogel, if you're listening, that would be a hot new small business here in our town. So you be thinking about it, sir, and see if you can give some encouragement to the right people to expand their business, to figure that out, keep us safer. So we are at the beginning of boating season.
Yep.
And that is great news as far as I'm concerned. My boat is still in winter storage.
Yeah.
But she's coming out here before too long, and you know, so we got to be ready.
Absolutely.
We've got to actually be ready. Are there certain things that you could do to your boat to get it going for the season? I know the basic things.
Yeah.
You know, like the care you take, but are there anything, any safety actions you could take with your boat? I know you take care of our fleet and are pretty passionate about that with the town. So what would you advise boat owners to be aware of other than having the right equipment on board?
Well, I mean, having the right equipment on board is key. And, you know, as you pull your boat, especially the inboard boats with engines inside the hull, you know, do a good thorough inspection. Most of the time when you de-winterize, somebody will double check and make sure you didn't have a freezing event and crack a block where, you know, you get out just beyond where you can paddle yourself back and you have a major failure. So it's always good to kind of double check, make sure you don't have any leaks in your block or your cooling system. And really what it boils down to is going over all your required safety, safety equipment. Doing a good thorough check of the boat, you know, and you know, it's very simple to take a quick safety survey of your boat. You know, what we encourage folks to do is, you know, schedule something with the Coast Guard. If you see them out and about, they'll do a free complimentary safety inspection. You know, if you see one of us, we'll help with you. You know, whatever we can do to ensure that you all are out there safe on the water is key. But you know, again, after, you know, months and months of not being out on your boat, you kind of lose touch with where your things are. So, you know, you're throwable. Everybody on the boat needs a life jacket. Get your life jackets out of the compartments. Inspect them. Make sure they're in date. They're not torn or worn. And make sure that you get a fresh start with everything. Life jackets are worth the investment. You know, over time, you know, the material breaks down and, you know, you could have some potential failures, especially if you're up on plane running 30 miles an hour and somebody falls off the boat. If the life jacket's not in good working order, it'll tear right off the operator or the person wearing it. So always keep that in mind that, you know, your safety equipment is only as good as it can be. So,
yeah. And what about those fire extinguishers?
Oh, every year, multiple times. When we, unfortunately, if we do pull you over, we're always going to ask you to retrieve your fire extinguisher out of the cradle. And I've sat there for three, four minutes waiting for somebody to find it and then struggle to get it out of the cradle. So it should be very simple, straightforward. Grab it, pull it, hand it over. In the event of an emergency to your boat or even to another, you got to know how to pull it out of its cradle. So that's an important thing. And one more thing about fire extinguishers, ever so often, I'd say once a month, every other month, pull it out of the cradle, turn it upside down and shake it so you can break apart the matter.
Wow, that's an awesome thought. And I know that's important. And I always check mine, but I don't pull it out. So yep. Makes a lot of sense to do that. So
muscle memory, right?
There you go. So here we are about town today with the Cornelius Police Department's Lake Patrol. We've got a lot more to go, a lot more for George Brinzey, officer at our Lake Patrol, to cover for lake safety here on Lake Norman. And we'll be right back. And we're back. Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam right here. And we are about town today, and we're about town at our beautiful Lake Norman, a great amenity here in the town of Cornelius. And you know, George, we've got a lot of lake to cover here for our responsibility as the Cornelius Lake Patrol. I think I heard you say the other day that you guys are responsible for about 100 miles of shoreline. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of shoreline. How do you make that work? That's pretty incredible.
We try to go fast when we need to. That's how we get there so fast.
And you can go fast.
No, I mean it. You know, a lot of deep coves. You know, you look at traveling through Cornelius on the streets. If you go out on the water, those that have noticed it is completely different. But you're pretty much running around the south side all the way around west to the north side of Cornelius, and you can get there pretty quick despite, you know, traffic around town sometimes. You faster to go by boat.
Yeah, absolutely no doubt about that. But you guys actually are contracted to protect parts of the Huntersville shoreline. They don't have nearly as much as we do here in Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
We're in and around 75, and they're much less than that, as is Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
So anything in Mecklenburg County on the shoreline of Lake Norman, you as the Lake Patrol, Cornelius Lake Patrol, are responsible for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We cover south at the dam, kind of straight through the main channel into Davidson Creek, straight through the middle, and then around to Torrance Creek over to the causeway. So all that area south and east of that is all us.
Right. So if there's an incident out on the lake,
yep.
Let's say you get a 911 call,
mm-hmm.
How do you find people?
Well, with modern technology, it's actually become a lot easier. If you call 911 from a place on the lake, our communication center is equipped with a service called Rapid SOS. So it picks up a GPS location. As soon as you dial 911, it goes into that sequence. And what it does is it drops a breadcrumb as soon as the operator answers. And it pretty much can track you around the location where you called. This lasts about, you know, 5 minutes after the call's dropped, but it gives us a pinpoint within about 5 feet of where you are.
So, oh man, that's incredible.
It's made it a lot easier because, you know, back in the good old days, you know, somebody would call and say, I'm next to an island and there's a lot of trees on the island. So mm-hmm. It really gave us a lot to go on. So in today's era, if you call 911 on your cell phone, nine times out of 10, we'll be able to get right to you.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And that's, yep. that is really the way you want it, for sure. If you have, an activity going on that you need help and that happens, you probably have medical emergencies going on
all
there,
the time.
Don't you?
All the time. And it does get tricky sometimes when you've got a big cluster of boats. It can get a little bit difficult to pinpoint. But again, for the most part, I mean, dial 911 if you need police service on the water. Don't go over your channel 16 first. I know that was kind of the older protocol. Now, you know, and especially with some of these GPS apps, what three words, that's a great one to have. You know, we use it an awful lot. It gives three words. It takes a GPS coordinates and turns it into three unique words, and it takes you right to where that location is. So if folks are interested, it's an app both on the App Store, and you can download it pretty easily.
Well, I'm glad to know about that. I don't think I had heard that.
Absolutely.
I certainly do need that. So I think we've got a caller out there. So
absolutely.
You stirred up some interest here, George. Jim Vogel, are you out there? You online today?
You know, I had to call in, guys, because you know we have a small business that specializes in every single thing like Norman.
That's awesome. And tell us
That's
who
great.
That tell us who that is, Jim.
Well, it's West Marine, and it's right
oh,
next
sure.
to the Dollar Tree.
Sure,
they've got. In fact, this is the time to go if you're out there.
Right,
the lowest prices of the season are right now.
Isn't that
so
something?
Make sure you get to that really great small business here in our area. Again, easy to get to in Cornelius. So I just wanted to share that with you. Yes, we are. I wish I could have stole that idea, like you say, but maybe even have tuxedo vests. That would be pretty cool.
There you go.
I know you can come up with something. So we got your wheels grinding here. I can tell. So anyway,
well, you guys do a great job today. And thanks for helping us with all the safety on the lake. It's sometimes it gets a little crazy out there. I know you guys risk your lives at times, and we really, really appreciate it. And I know the mayor does as well.
Well, we appreciate you, you know, keeping up with all the safety supplies and getting it out there to our boating public. We appreciate that as well.
Yeah. It's,
oh, yeah, no problem. In fact, if anybody wants to know, it's 20420 West Catawba.
Yeah,
20420 West Catawba.
West Marine does a great job.
.com.
They're very helpful in there, too, aren't they, Jim?
Yeah, there is a really cool store. You know, if you're into, you know, the biggest inland lake in Lake Norm in North Carolina, which this is, you're going to want to have some fun picking out new stuff. They got all, you know, shoes and clothes and accessories and stuff out parked out front that you can look at, kayaks, whatever. So, but they've got the handle on what people need. It's local, they're small business. And of course, as you know, Woody, I love small business.
I think you do. I have no doubt about that. And actually, you know, the grand plan right now is for you to be my co-host next Thursday. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's you know, it's kind of a focus on small business every last Thursday.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that you give us that time. You're going to see Bruce Powell from PureClean.
Awesome.
He'll be on. He's headquartered here in Cornelius. And, of course, he's also someone that's at times risks a lot of things to help people. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I'm very, very excited for that. George, thank you so much for being on today.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
Appreciate that.
Take care. We'll talk soon.
Talk soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
So, we were talking about your coverage area a while back, George, and, you know, you don't cover the entire lake.
Right.
I'm aware of that. So what other agencies do you team up with if there's a something severe happening? I know you guys work together quite a bit, but what are the other agencies that cover this lake and do kind of what you do?
You know, I'll just say this, you know, although we don't necessarily patrol the northern end of the lake, we still have the ability to respond, and we do quite often, especially when there's, you know, an assistance call. We work close with all the emergency responders around all four counties. You know, there's Catawba, Lincoln, Iredell. We all work together. We train together. We have a great working relationship. We all rely on each other because when we need help, you know, it's a very limited group that can come and help you. So we've just built good relationships and we keep them strong.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And what are these agencies? I guess each county has their own, correct?
Each county uses their sheriff's department to patrol. You know, they've got, you know, multiple officers, multiple boats. So we've got a fantastic overall response on Lake Norman. We got plenty of assets. We've got plenty of well-trained individuals, and it just gets stronger and stronger every year. And matter of fact, in early April next month, we're going to come together and do our annual training, our kind of our spring training, kind of go through last season and build ourselves up and prepare for this season.
Where does the state fit into all this? Does the wildlife have any kind? What's their authority, I guess, if you will.
And I didn't mention North Carolina Wildlife. They patrol, and actually our Mecklenburg County ABC, they also have a boat and work hand in hand with us. I think we're going to talk about it here in just a minute, but they're involved in our efforts at the education center along with wildlife. So wildlife does a lot more of the boating safety violation stuff. They investigate all the boat crashes and drownings that occur underway.
Oh, awesome.
And we become a huge support mechanism for them in those instances where they are our lead agency.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So you guys certainly have the authority to ticket folks out on the lake.
Absolutely.
What's your leading reason for folks getting a ticket?
Well, I mean, I think the main thing is probably going to be no wake violations. That's a big one. And you know, with the personal watercrafts, we get a lot of reckless operating too close to another vessel. So those are the main two things. And, you know, it's Lake Norman is not, you know, there's nothing special about Lake Norman when it comes to no wake violations. It just happens in any body of water. And most of the time it's just people getting impatient. Mm-hmm. And, you know, wake over time can cause property damage. So, you know, we try to educate just as much as we enforce. And a lot of what we do is talk about, you know, the 150 feet rule, half a football field of any structure. You gotta be at idle speed. And that brings up a good point. You know, there's some misconceptions about what an actual wake is. What we recommend, folks, is clutch into drive out of neutral and don't give it any gas. There's no way you'll ever get a wake violation because of that.
Oh, good advice. Absolutely good advice. And do you see a lot of people being reckless out on the lake? And, you know, I see kids mainly. How old do you have to be to operate a personal watercraft?
You have to, bottom line, if you're born after January 1, 1988, you have to have a boater safety education card. And you can get that through NASBLA. And there actually Towboat US offers a class as well. So there's all kinds of ways that you can go get educated.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So here we are today with Officer George Brinzey about lake safety, Cornelius Lake Patrol. This is Mayor Woody Washam, and we'll be right back. Lots more to come. We're back. Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam here with Officer George Brinzey of the Cornelius Lake Patrol. Proud to have George here today at the beginning of this boating season here in Cornelius in our beautiful Lake Norman. It's just really, really important to actually educate people on some of the dangers that they face on Lake Norman. And we were just talking about kids and the need for them to have certain training classes in order to operate personal watercraft and things like that. And I think that is certainly key. But there's plenty of opportunities in training even adults. There's plenty of adults that need some of this education too. And you know, we've had some good work going on. You know, one of my good friends here in town, Elise Redmond and her son, Cade, actually witnessed a drowning off of their next door neighbor's dock. It was a construction worker out there, and they became absolutely immersed into a commitment to improve lake safety, in the form of their organization called Float It Forward. And what Float It Forward does is provides buoys that actually are on docks throughout our region, really, the Lake Norman region. And that is so important. I think if one of those actual flotation buoy devices had been on that dock, mm-hmm. that individual would probably be alive today.
Absolutely.
So, you know, shout out for the Redmonds, Cade, particularly being, I think he's now 15 or so, totally committed to this cause and actually helping us work on some statewide legislation to make that particular aspect a requirement. So a lot of encouragement to have those throw out buoys on your dock. If you live on the lake, you just absolutely never, ever know. But there are other things that we need to educate folks on as well. That's just pretty basic right there. And it starts at your home if you live on the lake. So how can we do a better job? I know you're committed to educating our public here in the Lake Norman area, George. How else are we committed to do that? I know you've got a great story to tell in a moment about a new facility, but how have you been doing that along the way to get folks the important message they need?
Well, you know, it boils down, all of it boils down to situational awareness. It's just life in general, but you know, more so when you're out on a body of water in a motorboat. You know, we don't naturally float, right? It's something that we have to work towards to self-preserve. So the cards are stacked against us just from the very get-go. And you know, again, it's about having fun. You know, if you're fishing, you got your family out there. Nobody goes out on the water expecting not to come back to the dock, right? It is, you know, almost every occurrence, you go out there to have fun. So we want to promote that. And it just takes a lot of responsibility when you're out there with your friends and family. Somebody on that boat has to be in charge. Mm-hmm. If everybody was just focused on having a good time, who's going to focus on keeping everybody safe? So, you know, we always want to, you know, urge people to have a safe skipper, somebody that's aware, that knows boating safety, that has some experience out on the water. Especially, you know, every body of water, that new body of water that I go out on, I'm almost like a fish out of water. So, you know, my mom and dad recently moved to St. Augustine, and I'm not very familiar with that particular area, so I'm much more cautious. I want to go and do a little studying on the intercoastal and some of the creeks and areas around where I'm not familiar with. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is be out there having fun and run aground. So, you know, that's just another piece of situational awareness, understanding your safety equipment, how it works, where it is, kind of teaching everybody, giving everybody a 3 to 5 minute just safety talk about, you know, what we're going to do, where everything is, and just actively engaging folks. And you know, if first thing you do is identify anybody with any health concerns and anybody that can't swim, because those are the ones you want to focus on. And you know, the goal, again, is to have a good time out on the water. That's what Lake Norman's here for, you know. So if you're going to be out on the water, you need to know the safety rules and regulations. The best place, the best local spot to get that is definitely the Love Where You Lake program through the Lake Norman Marine Commission. It's kind of a landing page on their website, and it's the single source of truth. Everything you need to know to go out on Lake Norman is there.
That's awesome.
One, so you don't get stopped by us, but two, you know, it goes over some of the, you know, most prevalent violations and how to be safe out there on the water. Mm-hmm. We embrace it. It's going to be a big part of the center. So,
yeah, we're going to get to the center in a minute, but, you know, I certainly promise you that, one of the things that, as a boater, I don't consider myself the best boater on Lake Norman, but I've done it a lot of years and had a lot of experiences out there. But Lake Norman has some dangers to it. And I absolutely, you know, cringe to get out on that lake at night. You know, we may go out to dinner once in a while at one of the lakeside restaurants, which we really enjoy doing. But at the same time, it is serious business when you drive on this lake at night.
It's just a different lake when you're...
It is.
When you're on the water at night.
And it's really hard to tell where you're going.
Yep.
You know, I recognize a lot of things, but they look really different at night. I'm just saying. And, you know, so what factor is alcohol on the lake? Is that a pretty serious safety factor?
Absolutely. That's the number one contributing factor to serious injury or death out on any body of water. And it holds true for Lake Norman. So, you know, in alcohol in the water, especially in the summertime, does different things to your body. You know, you're in the water, it may be 95, 96 degrees. So that just exacerbates the effect of alcohol. So we just urge people to be very cautious, drink a lot of water, stay somewhat hydrated, and don't overdo it. That's really it. It's just, you know, being reasonable about it. You know, operating at night. You know, plan your trip, know how far away you are from where you need to be, and get off the lake before it gets dark, because I mean it's high liability when you get out there when the sun sets. And you know, there's so many different things that you can't see. Mm-hmm. You know, floating objects, boats that may not have proper lighting. There's a lot of uneducated boaters out here that just may forget to turn their nav lights on, and it's easy to it's easy not to see something. You get light saturation from the shoreline. There's a lot of red and green lights that are on the shore that may, you know, just kind of saturate what you think may be another boat. So it's just, it's a lot to work with out there. So,
It really is. And what scares me are the shallow places that exist.
Absolutely.
On our lake, too. There's quite a few of them with the way this lake was built and filled up. My goodness, that certainly makes sense to
absolutely
put an extra level of caution.
And we rely all, you know, our technology is what brings us back to the dock. We rely on it heavily. I mean, obviously we know where we're going, but that's just, you know, one piece of the puzzle. We've got radar, we've got FLIR, high level chart system. So, you know, we get responses on our radar, you know, 300 yards before we get there. And if we didn't have it, there's no telling what would occur. So, you know, always be careful.
That's awesome advice. And, you know, folks, if you got questions out there for Officer Brinzey, please call us. We'd love to talk to you. And the number here is 1-844-STUDIO-4, 1-844-STUDIO-4. Give us a call and let's talk about the Cornelius Lake Patrol or anything on your mind related to Lake Norman. Lot to talk about, particularly this particular time of year. So, George, tell us a little bit about your equipment. This is an operation that goes on our lake that is funded by the Cornelius Police Department, and other resources contribute to it, like Mecklenburg County. But you know, you got to have decent equipment to get your job done. And I am happy, very, very happy to announce that we got a new boat. And you know, boy, what a piece of machinery that particularly is.
You got to go out on it.
I got to go out on it. George happened to be in my neighborhood this past Saturday. Just put it in the water. It is a beautiful specimen, and it will fly. Going out on that boat really was a thrill. It was quite a thrill, and you just have got to have all kinds of skills to drive a boat like that, which says a lot for our officers. But we'll talk about the rest of the equipment. I know we're headed toward our next break, and you know, but that's half of the battle, and it's expensive. How much did this new boat cost, George?
It was $250,000.
$250,000. So, my goodness, a lot of money.
But it'll outlast me and you, so.
there you go.
It's a long-term investment.
Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam. We'll be back. Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam right here with Officer George Brinzey, and we are talking about lake safety, specifically provided through the Cornelius Lake Patrol Unit. Such a great service provided to the Mecklenburg County portion of Lake Norman. And these guys are pros at it. They're professionals, and they're very, very, very well trained. And it's just a real source of pride for me as mayor to be sitting here with one of the leaders in that group, and somebody that has an extra special commitment to personal safety that goes on. And we're doing a lot to educate folks, George. I know we are. And one of the things that I am so really pleased and excited about is our new Joshua Murray Education Center that will be located at Blythe Landing. And a lot of folks don't know about that. And that's one of those great ideas that our Lake Patrol and the Cornelius Police Department was sort of working behind the scenes to create. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I went, wow, what a great idea this is. So, yep. So tell us a little bit about how that came about and why it's named after Officer Murray.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. Give us a little history here.
Well, I mean, I think the driving force behind all this is the fact that we've lost so many lives out there on the water, on Lake Norman. And, you know, you get to a certain point and you say there's got to be something different. There's something, we've got to think outside of the box. And, you know, really it started with a question with Mecklenburg County Parks and Rec. We do a lot with them as they have both Ramsey Creek Park and Blythe Landing. Both of which are very, very busy launch ramps. I would likely say that Blythe Landing is probably one of the busiest launch ramps in the state, closest to Charlotte. So it gets a lot of recreational activity. unfortunately, a lot of the recreational activity aren't educated. So, you know, how do you respond to that? How do you give them the education and not just the enforcement? Because I think as a lake unit, you know, we're pretty heavy handed with enforcement, but we equal that with education. So those team together create a dynamic where you get a safer lake. The Joshua Murray Boating Safety and Education Center is really the first of its kind. It's definitely the first of its kind on Lake Norman. And I think we're all proud, you know, all emergency responders on Lake Norman will become proud to have such a facility. The uniqueness in the facility is that it'll bring local law enforcement, emergency responders, and the recreational boating community into the same center. And this center is truly a community center. It's driven by the community, supported by those that know it already. And it's just a place for people to come get that next step with their you know, quest to find that next level boating safety. And it's not open yet, but we've worked hard. The building that it is in, it is a decommissioned commissary kitchen that was used for years and years. And I don't know, maybe 10 years ago it shut down. It's just been an empty space on the waterfront of the southern part of Lake Norman. So we got a little bit more work to do, but the hard work has been done.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, again, very quickly, this wonderful organization that we've already talked about, Float It Forward, with Elise Redmond and Cade, her son, they engaged right in the process and had to raise a little bit of money.
Did, absolutely.
And it's amazing how quickly that money came in. They were so close to getting close to the goal, and I made one phone call to help them out a little bit and finished off the campaign by one of our local businesses, Randy Marion Automotive, with a $2,500 donation, which really capped it off there and gave you a little working capital to get going with the organization. So
we've done it. We've done it on a really solid budget. And, you know, we look at it as the community center. So we wanted to make sure we made good financial decisions in what we got. That money pretty much went to outfitting the center. We've got a designated classroom. We've got a little back office for Mecklenburg County Medic to use when they need it. We have a conference room area for local safety related organizations and businesses to use to have meetings and solve problems. And then, you know, what we're opening up first, because there's a lot of opportunity that this center can bring to the table. You can't shoot for the moon the very first month or the very first year. We want to just let it settle in and evaluate what occurs this season. So we've taken a crawl, walk, run mindset with it. And, you know, this year we're not going to be able to be there every day, all day. But partnering, we've made some really good partnerships, but the most notable is with the United States Coast Guard Lake Norman Flotilla that is going to be moving. We're in the process of erecting a communications pole so that they can monitor their Channel 16 and their flotillas that are out patrolling the lake. So they're going to have a presence. We're going to have a presence. Mecklenburg County ABC, any of the law enforcement, other law enforcement agencies, our fire department are all going to have a place to go and have a place to plan, prep, and teach people.
Right. Well, you know, it's an incredible amenity to our region. Blythe Landing, a lot of folks don't know, is in the Cornelius ETJ.
It is, yeah.
And not Huntersville. Mm-mm. But, you know, that's why we're working so closely with the Mecklenburg County group to make sure we provide this great service right here in Cornelius, number one.
Absolutely.
But for service throughout Lake Norman, it'll be a busy place.
It will be. And you know, the sky's the limit with it. And if any of the listeners out there have a topic that they would like for us to build a program around, or just a, you know, 30 minute to an hour presentation, please let us know. We'd love to get that, that information and do something with it.
That's awesome. So, back to our service levels as it relates to our equipment, George, we talked about the new boat.
Yep.
And I think we're all pretty proud of that. That thing is pretty shiny. We're getting ready to actually christen it one of these soon to be days.
Supposed to be tomorrow.
Supposed to be, but the weather's just not going to work for us. And so look for a new date on that soon, very soon. What other equipment do we have? You guys have a base, I know, in Ramsey Creek Park.
Yep.
On the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And work very closely with Mecklenburg County to provide that particular facility to our lake patrol there. But what other equipment do we have that you keep in that location?
Well, at our lake office there at Ramsey Creek, we do have a command center in partnership with McGuire down the street and Mecklenburg County Emergency Management. For any major incident that occurs on the lake, we have all of our communications equipment, everything necessary to handle and facilitate operations for something major. So that's a huge asset. Most people don't know about it, but it's there. It's operational and ready to go when we need it. So it's a huge thing for us here on the southern end of Lake Norman. You may see us out. You know, every other year we do a lake clearing exercise where we all get together. There's hundreds of emergency responders and emergency management personnel that group together, and we run this big major lake clearing incident. And it is it's definitely something. I learn something new every time we do it.
That's awesome.
And just, you know, with Lake Patrol, there's just a lot of assets. We have a lot of equipment that goes along with our boat. So, you know, you probably see us out around the dock an awful lot doing what we can to maintain our nice equipment. So
I bet so. And I'm really glad to hear that, because it does need to last a long time, and it will last a long time.
Absolutely.
So it's certainly something to be proud of. And, but just like everything we do at the town of Cornelius, things cost money.
They do.
They really do. And this type of equipment, along with our fire apparatus and so forth, is pretty costly, but we are committed in the town of Cornelius to public safety without question.
Absolutely.
That is a top priority. That and getting our roads built.
Yeah.
You know, it goes hand in hand, but we're working hard to making sure we can be the best of the best, for sure, and provide the services that we need to provide right here on the beautiful Lake Norman. So here we go, charging forth into a new boating season for 2024. You know, man, let's make it a good year. Let's make it a good, safe year. How many officers do y'all have as part of the Lake Patrol?
We've got 10 officers, a lieutenant, a sergeant, and 8 regular Lake Patrol guys that are assigned 2 to a shift. So
yeah,
we've got good coverage, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Rain, sleet, snow, it doesn't matter. We're out there.
Right, right.
And since we started this endeavor since 2015, we've never missed a call. We've always been there. Average time, I think our average response time is right under 10 minutes.
Wow. You guys certainly took the service on our lake to a different level. We're so grateful for that.
Absolutely. If I can mention one more thing, Mayor.
Sure.
May 18th is our launch for the Boating Safety and Education Center. We're actually going to do a dedication to Joshua Murray's parents.
Yeah, that is.
We'd love to have as many folks as that can come.
That is so awesome. So Joshua Murray Training Center on Lake Norman at Blythe Landing, such a great facility. Thank you, Officer George Brinza. You always do a great job here. We will be having you back to talk more about lake safety on Lake Norman. This is Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam, and we will be back next week. Thanks for listening today.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.